Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today. Swachh Bharat Mission in India averted 60 to 70,000 infant deaths annually between 2011 and 2020, says study published in international science journal Nature. BJP names 40 star campaigners for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says floods in Andhra Pradesh damaged crops in 1.8 lakh hectares, affecting 2 lakh farmers. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar describes Prime Minister's visit to Brunei and Singapore a significant step in India's Act East policy. And Kapil Parmar clinches India's first ever Paralympic medal in judo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. The initiative seeks to mobilize citizens, local bodies, industries and stakeholders in Gujarat to implement rainwater harvesting structures. We have a report.
Building on the success of the Jal Sanchay initiative led by the Government of Gujarat, the Ministry of Jal Shakti in collaboration with the state government is launching the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative in Gujarat. The initiative involves participation of citizens, local bodies, industries and other stakeholders in rainwater harvesting to ensure a water secure future. Under this program, approximately 24,800 rainwater harvesting structures across the state are being constructed with community partnership. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will launch the initiative from Surat today. With Aparna Khund from Ahmedabad, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A study published in the prestigious international science journal Nature says Prime Minister Narendra Modi's dream project Swachh Bharat Mission has helped avert around 60,000 to 70,000 infant deaths annually between 2011 and 2020 in India. Researchers from International Food Policy Research Institute, University of California and Ohio State University conducted a quasi-experimental study to investigate the association between Swachh Bharat Mission and infant and under 5 mortality rates in India. They studied infant mortality and under 5 mortality data from 35 states and 640 districts between 2011 and 2020. The study said Swachh Bharat Mission period in India exhibited accelerated reductions in infant and child mortality compared to the pre-Swachh Bharat Mission years. An author of the paper, Soira Gune, said their findings confirm that improved water and sanitation conditions may reduce infant mortality, particularly in countries like India, where open defecation was highly prevalent. Sharing the link to the study, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he is happy to see research highlighting the impact of efforts like the Swachh Bharat Mission. Mr. Modi said access to proper toilets plays a crucial role in reducing infant and child mortality. Prime Minister said clean, safe sanitation has become a game changer for public health and that he is glad India has taken the lead in this. Bharatiya Janata Party has named 40 star campaigners for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prominent among them are Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The second phase of assembly elections in the Union Territory will be held on the 25th of this month. Several BJP heavyweights such as Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari, Manohar Lal Khattar, G. Kishan Reddy, Jitendra Singh and Shivraj Singh Chauhan are also among the party's star campaigners. In Jammu and Kashmir, as many as 310 candidates have filed their nomination papers across 26 assembly constituencies of 6 districts, which are going to polls in the second phase of GNK assembly elections 2024. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports yesterday was the last day of filing nominations papers for the second phase of the assembly elections scheduled to be held on September 25, 2024. A total of 310 candidates have filed 329 nomination papers for the second phase of the forthcoming assembly elections 2024. A total of 112 candidates have filed their nominations in Srinagar district, followed by 68 in Budgam, 47 in Rajouri district, 35 in Poonch, while 24 candidates each have filed nominations in Riyasi and Ganderbal districts. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that floods in Andhra Pradesh damaged crops in 1.8 lakh hectares and affected about 2 lakh farmers as per initial estimates. He said crops have suffered a lot of damage, especially flowers and turmeric. Mr. Chauhan is on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana to assess the flood situation. The Agriculture Minister assured of all help to the two states from the central government after completing the assessment of damages. He said assessment process has begun and NDRF teams and Agriculture Department officials are evaluating the damages.
बनाना का जो प्लांटेशन था, फूलों की यहाँ खेती होती है, हल्दी सारी क्रॉप्स को भी नुकसान हुआ है और जो प्रारंभिक अनुमान है क्रॉप्स का वो भी 1.8 लाख हेक्टर में हुआ है। लगभग 2 लाख किसान प्रभावित हुए, लेकिन क्षति के आकलन के लिए हमारे गृह मंत्री अमित शाह जी ने एनडीआरएफ की टीम भेजी है। नुकसान का आकलन प्रारंभ कर दिया गया है।
Agriculture Minister said central government will assist in restoring normalcy and providing compensation for damaged crops and household goods. Today, Mr. Chauhan is scheduled to visit flood-affected Khammam district and other areas of Telangana. In view of the heavy rains and floods in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, Union Finance Ministry has directed public sector insurance companies to provide full support to people affected by floods. In a social media post, the ministry said that insurance companies have been instructed to ensure swift claim settlements by organizing special camps and easing claim processes. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the morning news. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Brunei and Singapore as a pivotal moment in India's Act East policy. In a post on social media X, Dr. Jaishankar said the visit is seen as a deepening of diplomatic and economic ties with both Southeast Asian nations. A major development from the visit was the elevation of India-Brunei relations to an enhanced partnership, a historic move coinciding with the 40th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two countries. This marked the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. In Singapore, the visit marked the upgrade of bilateral relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership, ushering in a new phase of cooperation. One of the highlights of Mr. Modi's visit to Singapore was his tour of a semiconductor testing facility, reflecting the growing importance of technology and innovation in the partnership. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India, Brazil and China can act as mediators in potential peace talks over the Ukraine crisis. Addressing the plenary session of the Eastern Economic Forum, EEF, Russian President said leaders of India, Brazil and China are making a sincere effort to contribute to resolving the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Putin said he is in constant touch with India, China and Brazil over Ukraine conflict as these countries are sincerely seeking to resolve all issues surrounding the conflict. Mr. Putin's statement comes months after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Moscow and recent visit to Ukraine, where he reiterated India's stance on the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine and stated that India has always been on the side of peace. At the Paris Paralympics 2024, Kapil Parmar clinched a bronze in para judo men's javelin 60 kilograms event yesterday by beating Elielton de Oliveira of Brazil 10-0 via an upon. This is India's first ever Paralympic medal in judo. President Draupadi Murmu congratulated Kapil Parmar over his historic medal. In a social media post, President Murmu said Kapil has overcome many obstacles and has created history by becoming the first Indian to win a medal in judo event at the Paralympics. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also congratulated the bronze medalist. In a social media post, Mr. Dhankar said this accolade is a result of Kapil's sincere efforts, coupled with dedication and skills. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also congratulated Kapil Parmar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "It is a very memorable sporting performance and a special medal. Today, on the ninth day of the Games, Indian athletes will aim top spots in athletics and powerlifting." We have more from our correspondent.
Oh. More medal matches are waiting for Team India at Paris Paralympics today. In powerlifting, star Kasturi Rajmani will be in action in women's up to 67 kilograms final. While in athletics, Praveen Kumar will eye medal in men's high jump T44, T62, T64 final match. Dipesh Kumar will also aim a medal in men's javelin throw F54 final. A number of exciting medal matches for Indian contingent will further boost India's position in the medal tally. As of now, Kapil Parmar's historic bronze has led to India's medal tally at a quarter of a century. India are currently at 16th spot in the medal tally with a total of 25 medals, including 5 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze. With only a few days left for the Paralympic Games to conclude, don't miss to cheer for our athletes by joining the live stream of the games on DD Sports. With Mayur Jain, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has extended the deadline for submission of applications by selected meritorious students for the National Means Cum Merit Scholarship Scheme for 2024-25 till the 30th of this month. Union Education Minister said that under the scheme, scholarships are awarded for meritorious students from economically weaker sections to prevent dropouts after class 8th and encourage them to complete their school education up to class 12th. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast moderate to heavy rainfall over parts of western central India for the next 4 to 5 days. The IMD said that isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa, Saurashtra and Kutch, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Pradesh and Vidarbh until the 11th of this month. The weather department also forecast heavy rainfall over Telangana, coastal Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam till the 9th of September. Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand are also expected to witness similar weather conditions for the next 2 days. The IMD added that fairly widespread to widespread moderate rainfall is very likely over northeast India, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. Scattered to fairly moderate rainfall is expected over Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand during the week. In Telangana, after a spell of heavy rain that resulted in severe flooding in parts of the state, the Met authorities have issued an orange alert in the region as more rains are likely over the next 5 days. Shortly after brief respite from incessant rain that wreaked havoc in the state, a new weather system has developed over the region that is expected to bring heavy to very heavy rains in isolated places. The earlier rains in the state resulted in damage to roads, disrupted railways and flooded farms. The weather department issued an orange alert in Jayashankar, Bhupalapalli and Mulugu districts yesterday, while a yellow alert has been issued for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and strong winds for most parts of the state till Monday next. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishit. Prime Minister Modi seeks to script Singapore-like success stories as India inks key MOUs with Singapore, headlines The Hindu. Addressing the Joint Commanders Conference in Lucknow, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asks armed forces to be ready to deal with the unexpected is the front-page story in The Statesman. India, China and Brazil in Putin's list of potential mediators on Ukraine is the top story in the Indian Express. Insurance regulator IRDAI halves a time to settle death claims by insurers, says a report in the Times of India. Six more was shot dead in Telangana encounter, reports Hindustan Times. DMAT accounts hit fresh high, top 171 million mark, says Business Standard. And finally, Macron picks Michel Barnier, EU's Brexit negotiator, as France's PM, according to the Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today. Swachh Bharat Mission in India averted 60 to 70,000 infant deaths annually between 2011 and 2020, says study published in international science journal Nature. BJP names 40 star campaigners for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says floods in Andhra Pradesh damaged crops in 1.8 lakh hectares, affecting 2 lakh farmers. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar describes Prime Minister's visit to Brunei and Singapore a significant step in India's Act East policy, and Kapil Parmar clinches India's first ever Paralympic medal in judo. For details of this story and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and newsonair app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.